All right, let's see what we're going to do today. Welcome, welcome. You have joined the Holy Shift Podcast. This is your girl, your host, Poetic here. We're about to get something started. See if we can do a few readings today. Get some people to join us. Get some good music going first and see how this goes. I'm on headphones today. It never really let me... or made me do headphones. Godson. Is that Godson or is that just the other guy? I don't know Godson's co-host. Faith.
Faith.
I'm just starting. Just now. Just trying to get some things warmed up. Looney. My girl Looney, the goddess of pod being here live. Can you hear my music? It seems a little loud. Ooh, that's loud. All right. Hey, Mama, how you doing today? How's everybody doing? Call you Faith. Got that faith. So, yes, I'm just chilling here, vibing. Give me one moment. One moment. Let me share this. I apologize for all the drama. I'm being a vicious mother right now. Vicious. But we're going to get some things going. I got my incense burning. I got the music going. If you can hear it, it is just some energy music, some vibration. It's Solfeggio 528 hertz. Let's get everybody to the podcast. Usually I don't have people here so quick. I'm happy you guys came quickly. So let's tweet. Give them all the media. I don't know how to do the Instagram share, you guys. Do you Instagram share it? Except to just single people, right? That's all it does for me. Send it to Yana. And a couple others. So how's everybody feeling? Looney, you're stressing over there. I heard you found out some crazy news. I'm glad you're blessed, Faith. Yes. Very blessed to live another day, to breathe and enjoy life. I'm just getting in the zone. We had a few people want to do some readings today. And let's see. Let's invite those people too. See if I can do this. Get this thing going. It usually takes a few minutes to get started. But we get it done, right? So I'll send it to a bunch of people. There's that one. I'm going, girl. I'm just going. Everybody's getting invites from me right now, you guys. Let's see. All right. Well, that's it for right now. Let's see who's coming in here. Let's see who's here. Get back on the page. Danny boy, welcome, welcome. First time caller here. Welcome to our pod, the Holy Shift Podcast. Yeah, see, I don't like the boo when we do that. We're just going to have to do the uh-oh. So we're waiting for a few people to join. We had, I don't know if Ralph was going to come in. Ralph was interested in getting a reading. He has his birthday here from the Ralph Williams podcast. And welcome, guys. His birthday is coming up here on the 30th, and I was going to read him his life path number because he hasn't been privy to that information yet. And I offered him a year tarot reading, and if you haven't heard my readings, it's all about channeling into the other person's energy and getting in tune with them, and I pull cards and we'll read the book, and I do my readings like that. Any information I get while I'm reading, I will give it to the person I'm reading for. Reading. And hopefully answer some questions or get clarity on a topic that they are confused about. Or if they just want general information, I give them what they need. Most times. Now, I will guarantee you that any psychic, channel, intuitive, mystic, reader, whatever you would like to call them, will not be accurate 100% of the time. So if they tell you they are, turn around and run. We all have our days. We all have our issues. Sometimes we're not always in tune with that good energy, and we just have an off day. But we've got Danny Boy, G Radio Entertainment, Herbal Society has a wonderful podcast, Yana Kai with her beautiful podcast. We got Faith Over Fear starting in like 30 minutes. I think I'm going to overlap you. G Radio, you want to call in or do you want to hang out in the chat room today? G Radio? Yana Yana, my girl, welcome, Nick. Nice to see you in here. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. We're going to do some readings. So it's not even on the computer because I decided I couldn't have my music as well as all that, Yana. So I am on my phone. But can you hear my music? Do you hear the vibes? Ooh, T. My guy T, we've got No Name entered the room just before T, just a lot of periods. No music. Let's see how I sound, if you like the sound. Oops. You do? You do. Okay. I mean, we could turn it up a little bit. I'm not sure if I'm feeling this one. Ooh, that's a little loud though. So let's go to, I'm going to see if I can find a different one. Thought it was static. The white noise, right? T, how are you? So G Radio, do you want to call in or would you like to just do a reading here in the room? Okay, Andrew, nice. I got your name. I don't need your name, but I just need you to open up your energy to fill me out. Joe! Joe is going to get a reading. Joe wants the first reading. The bat signal, yes. I called you out, T. I'm like, come to me, my darling. T's all dripping over there, naked, listening to the Holy Shift Podcast. We get raw. We get real up in here, you guys. I appreciate it, T. G Radio said, I would hug out today, but I still need you to read me. My name is Andrew Powell. So I'm not sure. Do you want me to just do a reading while you're in the room? Is that what you mean? Yeah, just read you in the room? Okay. Water glistening all over T's body, guys. All right. So G Radio, do you have me on your Instagram? I have a picture on the Instagram on the Holy Shift page. I have a three different decks. I have a picture of three different decks. And if you can look at them, that would be great. So you can feel the energy of them, or you can ask me to describe the decks for you. Either way it goes, it's up to you. You can follow me at whole E shift, whole underscore E underscore shift. I don't know. Are you going to call in? I think he said not for right now. He just wants to be in the room. Give me just one moment, guys. We're having a situation. 1 second. Johanna, be my co-host.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, boo. Hey, yeah. I have some of my other headphones. Where the hell Po go? She left? Po. Oh, hell no. Hello, everyone. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm waiting for Po to come back, y'all. She should be coming back real soon. I ain't signed up for this. I called up for Reed not to be up here hosting. So I guess until she come back, y'all got me. Hello, world. Welcome, welcome. Right, Yana, like, I ain't signed up for this. I just came here to get a reading, and I called up, and now I'm stuck. I don't know where Po went. Hello, everybody. I just want my reading. I really don't want to do this today. Anyway, while I'm up here, Godson and his partner are going up today. So, you know, stay tuned. I believe they coming on at 6 o'clock. Tune in. Let's show them some love and support. You already know. But everybody who here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yana, I really don't feel like doing this. Come on, Po, where you at, man? I don't got nothing to talk about. I just want my car re-in so I can go about my business. Damn, man. Herb was not funny, man. I'm not equipped for this today. Cause I don't really have no conversation. The bridge of truth, Godson. Oh, okay. My bad. Faith over fear or slash fear. I get it. Facts. And for anybody who don't know, you know, they have episodes uploaded. They're really good. Actually, if you tune in and go watch their unload episodes, you could gain a lot from them. Mostly women. Yeah, women go up there. I mean, they talking their shit. You're definitely welcome. You're definitely welcome. Yes, was goodie, man. Somebody else call up. Man, Po taking too long, man. This some bull. Yeah, man, this ain't even my page. You already know, but I'm up here. I don't even know what the hell is up. All right, thank you, Yana. Damn, because I don't like, I feel like I can't keep up with this shit. I came up here thinking I was gonna just, oh man, but she got an answer. This. Oh shit. Oh man, damn.
Okay, okay. I'm here to help you, girl.
Oh,
what's up? What's
shit,
up?
Girl. I'm over here sweating. I'm like, yeah, I can't do this shit.
We need some sound effects.
Burr,
burr, burr, burr in this bitch.
Girl, I was over here getting nervous. Like, what the fuck? How Po gonna do that shit to me?
Yo, as soon but, as you called it, I'm cracking up.
Yo, what's goody, man? What's goody?
What's good? No, I hate that. I ain't been live today. It'd be too much. Listen, I can go one.
Like, I couldn't go up there. I think I had too many episodes of Sun, and they had put me on pause.
She's hungry.
Yeah, kid. All
they
right.
Won't let me upload no more. Oh, they wouldn't let you go live?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me go live. But shit, I don't care. I don't want to go live no more anyway. Like, man, fuck that. I can't. I'm get tired of talking. Like, you know, I like talking to y'all. Don't get me wrong. But I'd rather just call in and talk my shit and hop off.
Facts. I'm gonna have to test it because I'm going live tomorrow, so I'm gonna test it when I get off here. Yeah, as you said, what food do you hate the most people seem to like? That's a good
I don't
one.
Know because I really like food, but I don't eat, but I don't hate. I don't I try to like refrain from the word hate, but I dislike pork. Like I do.
I don't like, eat beef or pork, so maybe that's a good one. Because people love beef. I don't eat that shit. I ain't eat that shit in like 4 years.
Hold it down.
Oh, damn. So now it's just me. Yazzie, what about you? I don't eat beef or pork. I like sushi. I like crab legs. You don't eat sweet potatoes? I love sweet potatoes. God, this is too loud, my God. I like sweet potatoes. I like sweet potato pie. I just started liking sweet potato pie.
Like, oh, my goodness. We're talking food.
Oh,
poetic
is back. Yay. You need to clap for yourself.
Yeah. All right, yeah. All right. Yo. All
right, I'm going to hop off.
It was a televisit with the doctor, and it was on my neighbor, which is my mother's phone, and it was just a hot mess, you know. Yeah, no. And so I will read G after I read Joe, because Joe's been waiting almost a week,
wait,
I believe.
You said I got to look at something on Instagram, right?
Right. So you have me on Instagram, right?
I do, right? Po, right?
So go and not the spoken ink, but the whole e-shift one.
Oh, okay. I think I got you on that one. Okay. I got that one. And see the decks, right?
Yes, there's three decks, and there's some stones there with the decks, and I love my beautiful stones.
I gotta choose one. Them stones.
Which
is
one?
Beautiful.
Which one calls to you, girl?
Let me see. Man, I can't. I'm blind, but I'm
what
making
color
it big.
Calls to you?
The purple, man. I like purple.
The purple. Okay. Z, back up. Wait till you get there, and then I'll try. I apologize. My child is driving me crazy today. You know.
That's why I'm be going live, because these kids be coming in here like, mom, this, mom. Look, I can't do it.
All right. So we're getting all the cards out of the purple deck. She chose the Magic of Tarot deck. It's by Liz Dean. Anybody, if you're curious of the decks, go ahead and go to my Instagram page, which is whole as like you can read it whole e shift, but it's whole underscore e underscore shift, I believe, on the Instagram. And I have a bunch of pictures, some of nature, but there's a picture of my deck, my three decks on there. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to sign into my
I got signs. You on mute a little bit, but I'm hearing you because I got the microwave about to run, so I'm here.
Oh, you're a good girl. I'm going to just do this. I appreciate every single one of you bearing with my technical difficulties today, even though it's just me and not anything else.
You good, man. Life, yeah, we mothers, man. Shit happened.
Right? So we're going with this, and I'm going to start shuffling these cards.
Thank you for taking the time out. I'm glad I caught you. I was about to jump in the shower. I see you.
Give me 1 second. 909-893.
I got to get here, man. She up here now. Got to get her while she hot.
909-893. I'm getting like verification codes for the Sony account that I signed in my name because I have control of my child's games. But yeah, did it work? There you go. Go ahead. All right. Now, uninterrupted, child. Get back and we'll shuffle these cards. Joanna, I ask you to just open up your energy to me. And we're going to do a 2-card reading. Or what did I tell you? I told you a 3-card, right?
Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Okay,
I'm
so
open.
We'll do the 3-card for you. We'll do your reading. Open up your energy to answer any questions. If you have a question or if you want guidance in something or if you're just open for a general message of what's going on, just open up to me and I will get in alignment with you and we'll shuffle these cards and see what we get.
I'm standing here like a whole dumbass, like I'm praising the Lord with my hands up. Like, what the hell?
You're getting an alignment. You're opening your energy. It's any action, even if it's symbolic, even if you're just like looking up and, you know, pointing it at the sky, you're acknowledging it. It's something, it's a powerful thing. your prayer, your thoughts, it's all powerful. So what you're doing is definitely in tune with what we're doing here, girl. Don't feel silly. We feel silly sometimes when we put ourselves out there.
Real. Yo, yeah, I can't with you, man. Nah, he's just gonna be like the rest of them, yeah. So leave him alone.
Leave them all alone. They're all on their own thing. Oh, how funny. So the 3-card read for this one is past, present, future. So the past is the first card, the present is the second card, and the 3rd card is the future. Now, this is different from the other 3 decks, whereas the 1st card is the middle, which is the present. So just be aware of that. We're going to take the 1st card. Yazzie, I love you, girl. You make me laugh every day.
Huh, and Sue, be having me fucking dying.
Right? I got your 1st card out, girl. Got your 1st card. We got your past going on in there. I feel like I need to shuffle so we can pull out what's going on right now. And we're going to get this one. All right. And we got the future.
Let me have it. Give it to me nice and raw, man.
Give it to me raw.
Yes.
Isn't that Method Man song or something?
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, I think it.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yes, dating myself. So we're going to flip over the 1st card, and it's upside down, and it is the 6 of Pentacles. Okay, so this is more of a traditional 78-card deck. It's just 6 plates there. Hi, Inspired. We're doing a reading on Miss Jo. She's finally getting her reading, girl. We're finally doing this. It took forever. I know. I put it up. You know, life gets us crazy, and we all know as parents, children are like, take our sanity away sometimes, right?
Definitely, definitely.
So, the reversed meaning, because it's upside down, the 6 mm-hmm. of Pentacles. It means, and so this is the past. Stinginess. Others refusing to pay debts or false offers. When reversed, the 6 shows inappropriate use of funds, withholding monies due, or tantalizing cash offers that amount to bribes. Don't buy it. So did somebody deceive you in aspects to the money? Did your ex, like, kind of shit on you in that aspect,
that
girl?
That nigga always trying to, you know, withhold money. And I don't have him on child support.
That's
no.
What that... You should have tried that when it first went down. But you were thinking in the beginning that it was going to work out, I think. When shit started going down. Not that when everything went down. But when you guys started having problems, you thought, okay, we got this. We've been through this a lot. We can get through this,
definitely,
but shit
definitely.
Just started snowballing so intensely, and then the whole totality of the situation came out, and that was like, yep, no going back. So I think he was, did you have any other money issues growing up?
No, I ain't really had no money issues. I do have an issue with blowing money, though. I do, and I'm really trying to work on myself with that. Like, I done blew through a lot of money, like, you know.
Invest. You just
I invested some money, but I just like to spend my money. Like,
when you get it, it's got places to go.
Pay my immediate bills, but I just buy shit that I ain't supposed to buy. Like, be going buy
so
shit.
You're like me. You'll write this list, but then get the list. Most of the things on the list, not everything, but then you'll get a whole bunch of other shit too.
Yeah, I get the list, but I get the list, and then I another 300 shit on top of the list that I wasn't supposed to get.
So, I feel like you need to, you are aware of your issues with money in the past and that Definitely. You're not getting what's rightfully yours with aspects to the man and all the kids you're supporting, and you're not getting, not your man, but your ex, you're not getting what he needs to be contributing.
Try to
look into that. I know we don't like to get in the system and everything, but sometimes it's worth it to help you out. Okay. You got the Page of Pentacles. I know, but it's not that hard. It's a application, and then they do all the dirty work for you. Okay. They help you. You can do phone interviews right now would be a good time, because they'll call you instead of like have you come in and have to make these appointments and do all that, you know? Yeah. So try that.
I just wasn't never the type, like, you know, I always speak. I don't like child support.
You send for yourself. Fuck that. You can do it for yourself. But Johanna, you did not make these kids by yourself. You should not have to support them by yourself.
No, he helped, but I just
don't
feel like he give enough. Like, it's not enough, but whatever. I take what I take, and I just bust my ass at work. I know some
you
people
will,
are like, girl, you
if you take the opportunity, girl, if you take the opportunity, he should be helping you more. And you know that. And you feel bad because you still care a little bit, but you don't. But you and your kids deserve more help. So don't keep that, you know, don't hold that there. Just try to get past all the bullshit and just do it. You can do it.
I got you.
Page of Pentacles is like a knight almost. So there's the king, the queen, the knight, and then the page. So he's just under the knight and he's upright. And this is the present. Girl, this is all about money for you. This is funny. Good news about finances. Offers are coming your way. You're on the right path. This is something I'm channeling with your schooling. You're on the right path, and your career is going to take you. You're going to jump. It's going to be quick. Quicker than you realize.
That's good to know, man. I need that.
You're hardworking. You're responsible. Responsible youth nature with a mature mind. This page can represent the need for a methodical approach winning with cash. This is right now. You are aware of your issues previously. You know what you got to do. So you're going to get that access to what is rightfully you and your child's money or what
yes,
you guys
come on,
in order to survive. Okay.
Existence.
Okay. You're going to get this. The page can represent the need for a methodical approach when dealing with cash. A further meaning is a student or being a learner in a given situation. So that is just playing on two parts of the whole. You are in school right now, right?
Yes, I am.
You're having issues like focusing. You're on the right path. This is just a little speed bump because you can't do this online, you were saying yesterday, but this is going to take you farther and it's going to be quicker and the money is coming and you're going to take these steps in order for being a student mother. You're going to have your own business, I feel like, because you don't want to work for somebody. You're going to have your own business and then the money is going to flow quicker than you can imagine. Girl, why are you all pentacles today? Ooh, your future is four of pentacles.
I guess it's a good thing, I hope.
I'm not big on the different suits yet. I haven't like really delved into it. I just, you know what I do. I channel the messages. But I find it really interesting because the cards, they come together. But when I got these cards, I separated everything. I like did it in a, I did a pentacle and then a sword and then this and then that, and then I shuffled them for like an hour, okay, to get my energy in them. So I find it funny that I just pulled all three pentacles for you. It's upright. A successful venture or rounding out of an enterprise. That means you can now feel more secure after a period of insecurity or financial pressure. While you can appreciate this newfound stability, the card also suggests self-centeredness. You can now be generous, share, rather than keep what you have to yourself.
Can you elaborate on that? Because, like, okay, it's basically saying, like,
out of scarcity. It's not that you were, like, trying to be selfish before, but you have your children and your family to take care of. You've wanted to help people more than you have had the means to.
Yeah, I could definitely agree on that one.
You are out there trying to help others, but you don't have the money in order to do so. The financial thing, just that aspect, and
the hell you, with you, Will.
Just with a little bit of a loan or something, or just like maybe it is not. It's not the stimulus. But if you had some sort of grant or something in order to jumpstart your situation, then you would be able to do exactly what you want to do. Give me one second.
Oh, fuck. She done left me again, y'all. What the fuck? Oh.
Sorry, I had to knock somebody out. But yeah, so it's all playing out. You are on the right path. And you have a couple steps to take. You already know this, but this... you're going to be able to set this in motion to where you're going to get a lump sum of money for some reason. I don't know why. You don't have any sort of like settlement coming to you, do you?
I wish. No, I don't. But you know, I work, so maybe I'm getting a raise or something.
It could be that. It could be it's not just the stimulus though. It's not going to be the stimulus. She's putting this money in for her business. And that's what this is feeling like to me. Maybe you're going to go after that grant. She backstrip and get it, girl. Show that ass.
Now I'm going to have to lose this baby fat first. Go drop like a top.
Hey, no, they dig in the cushion nowadays. They like that. it's all real, though. It's all real. I thought I got myself a drink, and I have no idea where it went, you guys. So how do you feel about that? Twerk it, girl. Twerk it.
Yes. You know, for the most part, everything you're saying, like, I could align it to my, you know, my past experience up to now, even talking about now. And me being selfish, yes, I have been. And I always try to help individuals, and I don't even got it like that to be helping people, but that's what I do.
Even if you don't,
somebody should be helping me, right? Somebody should be helping me. I got four kids, but it's totally the opposite.
There's something you've had in mind, but you haven't been able to jump out at and do for other people, and that's what it's pertaining to. There it is. You got to live in your truth. What are you hiding from yourself?
What am I hiding from myself?
You're keeping or you're fibbing about something to yourself.
Man, maybe it's my past, you know, the whole situation, my whole situation that I just got out of. It's kind of hard, you know, with just having a brand new baby. So maybe that's more so what it's probably like. I'm trying to move on, but I just had this whole baby, a new baby, and I'm going to have to sit here and raise it on my own. Or if not, I could let him come back in and keep on playing me the hell out. Like, I guess that's living my truth. Like, it's due. Damn it if I don't. Damn if I do.
So I grabbed the other deck for you because I felt like I needed to, and it was the soul coaching deck, and I pulled a card, and it said truth, and it says, I live in my truth, and it's it's funny because it kind of reminds me. I'm going to send you a picture. Message me on Instagram so I know it's you. I think I already know it's you on there, but it's a gal, and she's looking in the mirror, and she has short hair, and she's just naked. And it says,
I'm always naked.
It says, I live in my truth. The card meaning is find your truth. Be honest with yourself and speak your heart. Walk your talk and follow your inner guidance in all activities. You are the truth. Listen for what is sincere and honest in others. Often the hardest thing about living your truth, Joe, is knowing what that is. I feel like so much of your identity was attached to your relationship, and you're just being able to blossom own truth. You're becoming you again.
That's something I became self-aware of. Like, you know, I lost myself, me as a person, in this whole relationship for so many years. And I'm actually now I'm coming back. I'm finding out, like, you know, getting myself back to who I used to be, but a better version of me. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely, because you got all this that experience now with who you were before. But in addition to that, you've grown and learned all these lessons since then. It takes sincere silence and deep stillness to find that voice. But once you discover it, let go of anything in your life that isn't authentic. And that's what your process is doing right now. It says release relationships that don't empower you and situations in which you find yourself being less than honest for fear of being judged or not accepted. Miracles follow when you take the time to be genuine. I find it hilarious that it said situations in which you find yourself being less than honest, Miss Can We Be Honest podcast. Okay, this is just confirmation. You are growing into your truth. You're on the right path. Stop doubting yourself, because you still do that. This community is helping you a lot, I feel like. Be able to be aware that you're not the only one going through some of the things that you've went through, and you do have people that care and love you for you unconditionally, because this is on a fucking chat and we are communicating and connecting as deeply as we do.
Yes.
So you got a 3-card and an extra one, girl, because it just felt like the right thing to do. Why are you quiet, Joe? What happened?
Because I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm taking it all in. I got to take it in. I'm listening.
Was mom here?
I don't know if she
heard it. I wonder if she vibed it.
I'm taking it all in.
Good. Yes. Well, man, yes. Shut so your faith ass over fear. She was.
Oh, no, I was telling Yana and them that, you know, we're going to show him love in a little bit. They come on at 6:00, but you definitely go ahead and do your thing.
Oh, girl, I was already in there, and he came and showed me love. He was the first one in here, the bridge. So him and Godson, I'm pretty much thinking that we're over there testing out just a little bit ago. I'm like, what, you're on? I thought I was later. So that's why I decided to jump on real quick. And hi, Will. You know, when I'm in my channel zone, I seen you in here after a second. But you know, when I get in my channel zone, I am oblivious to the room. And I love you.
Will, you messing up our fucking energy. Definitely. You gotta go. You messing up the energy, Will.
Nonsense shared me. I appreciate that. Somebody has Stockholm Syndrome. Oh, Will does. that's funny. Somebody's pod being slandering. Who, Will? Oh, well, what you doing to my girl Herbal? That's fucked up. You can definitely call in G Radio. Come on in. Chill, Will, you're always the victim. Hush. Everybody's doing you wrong all the time.
I'm not finished, right?
You're done. I was just wondering how you were feeling about it.
I'm sitting up here. I thought you still had more to say. Thank you, Poe. Thank you, Poe. Yo, I truly appreciate it. You definitely.
How do you feel about it?
I feel like it was all facts. Like, I am trying to manifest into this woman that I'm trying to become, that I'm trying to find, that I lost along the way.
And living in your truth is going to guide you to that success, is what that reading pretty much says.
That's another thing. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Much love.
Add soup and myself around there. Sit down around the table and eat what to eat.
What?
Where are you at, G-Radio?
I'm gonna drop low to the comments.
All right.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you, girl. That was our girl Joanna with Can We Be Honest podcast. Don't forget to show her love, you guys. G Radio, what's going on? You're feeling a reading today.
Yeah, I still do.
All right. And have you seen me on Instagram?
No, I haven't. I haven't checked Instagram, but you can read and I just listen.
Okay, so I have three decks. I have a traditional tarot 78-card deck, which is called the Magic of Tarot deck. That's the first deck that I read Joanna with. It's purple.
Yeah.
I have another deck. It is the Psychic Tarot deck. It is blue. It has, like, it kind of looks like a misty universe cloud and a face coming through it. It's a 65-card oracle deck. And then I have a soul coaching deck, which is by Denise Lynn. It has a sun on the deck. It's 52 cards, and it's up to you. We'll do a two-card read for you today, and it's up to you which one is resonating with you.
You can start with the old one first.
Which card deck is calling to you? So I just usually draw from one deck.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We could start from the old one, the 52 one.
52. All right. So the soul coaching.
Yeah.
All right. So have you heard me channel and do my readings? Were you here for the whole reading?
Yeah.
Okay. I just would like you to open up your energy and allow me to connect with you. As I shuffle the cards, I will get in alignment with your energy. And if you have a question or something that you would like guidance on, you can ask it or you can keep it to yourself. It's up to you. That sounds good, Joss. I see you down there, girl. We'll shuffle the cards and we'll get on with it. Okay. So you're calling from the islands, or are you just from the islands?
Yeah, I'm from the island. I'm calling from the island.
Beautiful. I had never heard you before, so it's quite interesting. So I'm pulling out this card. We got the train going by in the background. I don't know if you guys can hear it. All right, we got your first card. So I think we're just going to go with this card, and then we'll pull the next card after we read this, because I feel like it may pull another question out for some reason. The first card I got for you, it is like a manuscript being read by an angel. And it's a long manuscript. It's like longer than the angel, and it could be a list, but it could be like knowledge, because the card is wisdom. Okay, it says, the affirmation on the card says, all I truly need is within me. I don't know if you're questioning something and been looking for an answer somewhere, but you already have your answer within. You're just, something's clouding you. It says, the cup of wisdom is being presented to you. Listen to the coincidences, signs, and synchronicities around you. Watch for messages from your angels and guides. Enlightenment is growing within you in mysterious ways beyond awareness. Sit on the earth and allow her to fill you. So you're on the beautiful island. Definitely, if you don't, definitely go out and put your feet in the ground, in the sand, or just ground yourself. Is that something you already do?
Yeah, I guess I understand what it's basically saying to me.
Probably you are more spiritual, correct? Yeah. Than religious? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let me finish reading. Yeah. Your soul wants you to know. Your wisdom has not only come from your joyous, carefree times, but it's also bloomed from your failures, deflated dreams, and seemingly wrong turns in life. Cherish every experience, for all of it has deepened your wisdom, compassion, and understanding. You don't hold any regret for shit that you did in the past. Like, if I would have done this, then I could be here right now. Like, it wouldn't be as valuable if you had done it any sooner, because you had certain lessons that you wanted to learn. Your soul, maybe not this person in this life, but your soul wanted to learn in order to appreciate your ultimate goal even better. Because I don't think it's money that your goal is. You don't. That's irrelevant for you. Also know that there is innate wisdom within you, always. It's simply a matter of being still and turning within in order to access it. Sometimes you may be focused on the future or what's outside of you that you forget that wisdom is available to you now. Stop being anxious about how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen, because you've got some things in place in order. What's your goal? You have a big goal.
My main goal is to set up my music enterprise, get my music out there, set up my internet radio station, and probably add a few more things. I've done go through the procedure by having a studio already, just probably that I'm trying to accomplish.
And why have, like, do you have a podcast on right now? Or are you just starting it?
No, I have just started one on Podbean the other day, but I have like a couple more programs and a couple other apps.
But you have some of your music already recorded.
Yeah, I have a few stuffs recorded.
But you don't have it uploaded anywhere.
No, because I haven't have no copyright nor management, no signing, nothing behind it, so that would be stupid.
I get you.
Yeah.
Maybe while doing a live cast, you need to show some of it and just like have a website. Do you have a website yet?
I did have a website the other day and it's down. I literally dismantled it to build a new one, so probably by the next week or two, I will have one up. But I have like a email page.
When you get, you need to do a live cast, and I'm pretty sure we've got 8 people here, and we got more people that will grow the message. But go on live so that we can come and listen. Even if you have it playing in the background, we could get in your vibe and your energy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I will, because I have got...
Because you're sitting on gold and you're not sharing your genius.
That's true.
That's your marketing right there, is yourself. Your sound. That's the marketing.
I have tried 2 times like playing music, but I've seen no history of no recordings in my Podbean one. So yesterday I've got 5 messages like Podbean just approve it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I'll be thinking of getting something starting up very soon, within the next 1 to 2 days time.
Definitely. And I know we'll, any and everybody, I'll spread the message. We'll spread the message to look out for you going live so we can hear some of your magic. All right?
Okay. That will be very fine.
Andrew, I'm going to pull this other card for you because there's something going on. In that one. Tell her to go ahead, that I'll be a few minutes.
I'll do nothing in a minute. But in a minute, can I eat or have some of those chocolate cakes?
Yeah, just let me handle my business, child. That's my youngin'. He wants some food. He wants a snack. Publishing gives you protection. Ooh, G-Radio, you see that?
Yeah.
So maybe you and Nonsense, because Nonsense has a lot of information. He's been doing podcasting and stuff for a while, so maybe that can even just put a temporary protection in place while you get the copyrights and everything going for your music.
Okay. Yeah, that's good, but what I really think I need is sponsorship, partnership, or a bucketive?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
What I think I really need, publishing is very good, but publishing the stuff without the right channel, right connection, right push is not that good. I think I need a producer, a manager, or a backer or something.
I feel like we're gonna, this is gonna just help you, this is just a pathway to help you find that. I pulled another card and it is love. I am wonderful. I receive and give love today and always. Come out of love and not fear. Something like, I feel like if you put it out there and maybe not even publish it, but just like get on a couple times a day and just like music break, maybe 10 minutes or so, put it out there. We'll come there. Once you see a few of us there, we'll start inviting people so we can get your music out there and at least hear it and be like, yo, y'all got to listen out for G Radio. He's got some hot music coming up, you know, getting that vibe. My dude is Jamaican and he's totally, I mean, put him onto some new music. He may be all up in that. Let's see.
Yeah, because I basically like to run my music show in a way where I will be playing music and DJing a few lyrics.
Oh, there you go. You can maybe do, like Liana said, do a Freestyle Friday for, she has a Freestyle Friday show, actually, and maybe go on there and just showcase your talent a little bit.
Yeah, I think I will. I've texted her the other time to do it. I've been on Goku program, I think, one time, working out. Yeah, so I will take her up on the offer this Friday.
And this is, so you can think of it as in one avenue as in personal love, or you can think of it as in another avenue as the love of your genius is coming. So I pulled love. I am wonderful. I receive and give love today and always. The card meaning is open yourself to receive. Love is on its way. You are more cherished than you can possibly know. It's a day for rejoicing. You're a sacred vessel for eternal love to flow through. Your music is going to help change things. Like, you're going to be a big influence. Your insight, because that's what the first card was, your wisdom, you project that into your music. It's not just one facet of you. That's the whole you. You live in your truth at all times. And because of that, you are going to get shown so much love for your music, for who you are, and for the message that you project that you have no idea what's coming. You got to get over that fear. You got to know that, get yourself out there. Stop thinking about it, Andrew. There's nothing that you need to do to deserve this love. You are already enough. Let it flow to you. You are the beloved just as you are. All of life's experiences are part of spiritual evolution towards the realization that we are all love. God is love, and in your essence, so are you. We are all gods, right? I, he lives through us. It is part, we are part of the whole, correct? So it's you. Yeah. In matters of romance, all is healing or already healed on inner planes. Your beloved is nearby. So this is pertaining to your music though. Your music is right there. The cusp of it's, you're like right there at the top to where it's just going to flow so easily downhill. You've worked really hard to get to this point. And once this little, you just got a little bit further to get to the summit, and it's just going to, bam, be so easy as you flow into it. Your angels, guides, spirit guardians, and allies adore and cherish you always and forever. I am wonderful. I receive and give love today and always. Stop hesitating. You need to jump on this platform. Jod, I apologize. I am not going to take any more calls at this moment. I know Joss was in here. So I apologize, but not right now. Joss was in here and I do owe her a reading. I apologize. Right now, I have some like My children, you guys. My children. I love you guys. Please go check out Faith Over Fear right now. It's Godson and The Bridge are going live and spitting some knowledge, most definitely. We've had some good conversations in the room. D, I'm going to be back on here in probably an hour. I got some things I got to take care of with this child, okay? So, yeah. I apologize to Joe. I apologize to G, which is aka Andrew, for letting me read you. D, Dos, Dos, come back in an hour when I do my next live. I apologize, you guys. You know me. You know I'm scattered. I'll give you my all, but I have to jump around. And Joss, message me. And if you're not available in an hour, I will give you a private reading here before I go live. It's up to you, okay? Or we'll schedule a time. I owe you, girl, definitely. And I got all these 10 people right here as evidence and witnesses to that, okay?
Okay.
I know, right, Dos? These damn kids. How do you feel about your reading?
Well, so far, good.
Yeah, does it hit home? Is it accurate, or?
Yeah, I think you're very accurate. Okay. You touch on some real topic and stuff that's really the issue for true.
Well, I'm glad I could help you and help put your mind at ease. Definitely jump on your genius. You got some big things going on. Okay. Wild Stallions got the same reading. Who's Wild Stallions? I have no idea who you're talking about. Okay, cool, Joss. That's awesome. All right, you guys, I'm going to go take care of this craziness. Oh, Dos, leave me alone. All right, much love. Thank you, G Radio. We'll see you soon. I can't wait to hear your amazing genius. And thank you guys for tuning in to the Holy Shift podcast. Thank you for letting me give you readings. And contact me at holeshift@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And we can definitely get some things going. I'll see you guys soon.
Okay, see you.